It's a great day to stop by the mall with it all, Pointe Claire Plaza, where the Jewel is as well. So you can stop by and say hi to myself, Chris LeBlanc. And, Tasso's wandering around somewhere here. And also, I've got a special guest in studio, Terry Cutler.
How are you,
hi, Terry.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good.
Good. Terry's a friend of mine. We met through one of the last IT courses I was taking to become a certified ethical hacker. And Terry's been helping me out with that and gives great advice and has a whole bunch of videos, website. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Okay. So like you, I started off back in 2005.
Right.
So got inspired by watching shows like CSI and 24.
Yeah.
It was Chloe O'Brien breaking all these systems so fast, right? And then found out there was a course that teaches you how to hack into companies, but help them find all the holes before the bad guys do.
Hence the ethical part.
Ethical part, exactly. So I had the privilege of actually training with the FBI and the CIA who were in my course.
That's really so cool.
Shared a lot of knowledge. And ever since then, I've been kind of sitting in the elevator back down where I'm helping the communities, children, parents, and consumers how to keep safe online.
Right. And you have a video, free video series that you have.
Yes, yes. Actually, you can go to my blog at terrycutler.com and click on the internet safety link at the top, or you can go to internetsafetyuniversity.com, and there's hours worth of stuff you can check out.
Great. And actually, Terry, you helped out our boss, our program director, Ted Silver. He had a little Facebook incident, and Terry recovered his account.
We got it.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for that.
Guys.
Yeah, stop the bad guys. What we're talking about today is the recent Equifax hack.
Mm-hmm.
And some really sensitive information looks like it's been breached.
Only 140 million records, though.
Yeah.
I think it's the largest.
Yeah. But it's saying it's U.S. only, but then some Canadian stuff. So if you want to talk a bit about who's been affected, maybe.
I mean, the bulk of it is definitely U.S. residents. Apparently, it's Canadian folks who are doing business in the U.S.
Or
maybe have a subsidiary over there. But I don't think this is, I think it's far from over.
Okay.
You know, we both know that once you're in a system, our job is to stay as covert as possible.
Yeah.
So hackers are usually in these systems for at least 6 months to a year before they're even detected. So there's a good chance that they're still in there undetected.
Oh, okay.
And they might get access to the Canadian data.
Okay. So could the two databases, let's say of the US, could they be linked and they can get through to Canada that way?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure once they're in the company, they can almost get whatever they need.
Right.
But I'm not familiar on how their environment is set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, there's a couple of things people can do, right? It's like, you know, monitor your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the time, they're just sitting ducks. Right.
Right.
For the consumer, it's extremely inconvenient.
Yeah.
And my biggest suggestion would be to put a freeze on your credit.
Right. I heard about this. Equifax seems that they're charging a small fee of $3 if you want to freeze your account. I was reading that on the link you sent me. But
funny,
I would imagine, though, I mean, this is their fault. They shouldn't really be charging you
It's funny you mention that, right? So they're saying that, look, we can even set you up with an advanced identity theft protection called Trusted ID.
Right.
Which is a company they also own. Okay. And what's even funnier is that, well, if you opt into this Trusted ID, you're going to waive your rights to be part of the class action lawsuit against them.
Yeah, not a good idea. Read the fine print, right? Read the fine print. So if someone wants to protect themselves, should they call their banks, change their passwords, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's usually best practice. But I mean, people are getting tired of changing their password every 6 weeks because of all these breaches going on.
Yeah.
So the best advice would be to always create very strong passwords, you know, 16 to 25 characters long. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, how on earth are you going to remember
Who's going to remember that?
Yeah. But if you can remember things like song lyrics or phrases like, I had a great day at work 2017, exclamation, and just, you know, uppercase each word.
Right.
That'll take like 10 years to break that password.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, at least start with that. Obviously, notify the bank if you see any activity on your bank accounts. Mm-hmm. The other thing you're going to want to check out for is very low amounts that are being charged to your credit cards.
These are
called pings. This is where the information that was stolen from Equifax might be sold on the black market. There's a good chance it will be. And so the cyber criminals are going to try and get access to your credit card. So they're going to try very, very low amounts first to make sure your card is active.
Right.
And then they're going to hit you with the thousands after that.
Oh.
They're going to try and try and max it.
Because I guess the banks won't notice if it's such a small amount. They're not really going to. And you might not even notice.
Exactly.
You know, if a dollar's missing from your credit card, you might not even pay attention to that. So and if they get millions of these credit cards, they're making money.
That's it. I mean, to go through that amount of data is it takes such a long time.
Yeah.
So you might only get hit in 2 years. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that, you know, you got to monitor your stuff. You always have to be on your toes all the time.
So now, I mean, we don't want to make anyone panic, but they should be concerned and really keeping an eye on their accounts now for the next few years, you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah. And, okay. and get a credit check done.
Yeah.
At least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they charge you, I think, $20 to get it done. But maybe there's a way now that they'll waive it.
Okay.
But, you know, there's nothing more we can do.
Yeah.
We're just sitting ducks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and what can companies do to, you know, I think they should be hiring more people like you on staff to keep, you know, be proactive to prevent this stuff. Right. Is there anything they can do in the future to prevent this from happening again?
This has been a struggle for many years, especially for the last 10 years. It's like, hey, let me sell you this $3,000 alarm system.
Right.
Oh, I don't need this $3,000 alarm system. And then they get breached. Okay, yeah. Sell me that $3,000 alarm system.
Right.
So no one's going to do anything until it's really too late.
It's the same thing as with backups. Nobody bought thousands to do a backup until they lose all their data.
Exactly.
And then they start doing their
especially
backups.
Especially now with the ransomware going around. I mean, ransomware, by the way, is where a virus gets into your system, encrypts all of your data.
And right.
There's absolutely no way to get this stuff back unless you pay a ransom of between $500 to
$25,000. Wow.
So you better make sure your backups are good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had clients where their last backup was 8 months ago.
Right.
And all their accounting is gone.
Jeez. So the only thing to do then is reinstall and format
restore,
your computer.
And you're starting all over
from
scratch.
You're starting from scratch. Wow. Great advice, Terry. Thank you so much. Maybe stick around for a bit. We'll chat one more time.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back with more music. It's 12:23, 16 degrees. Chris LeBlanc with you today, broadcasting live from Pointe Claire Plaza. It's our Community Awareness Day. At the Jewel, we've got some in-studio guests. Terry Cutler joined me earlier talking about the Equifax hack attack. And we've also got What's Up West Island. Zoe and Samantha are here. Thank
you
so much.
What's up?
What's up, West Island?
Can we do the whole what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
That is so, what year is that? Like,
it's from Scream.
Yeah, it's from the 90s.
Yeah,
or late 99, 2000.
Yeah. I think so. Love that movie.
Yeah.
Early Anna Faris.
So, I had Terry in here. Is there anything you want to add? We were talking about the Equifax hack. Is there anything you want to add to that? You know, more stuff people can do to protect themselves, you know, even just from being hacked themselves, antivirus software,
you know, obviously, like, a lot of people don't feel the need for security until it's too late, right? Especially home users.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to want to hack me.
Right.
So it's important that they have antivirus.
Sure.
Right? A lot of people want to have the free version, but it's better to have the paid version because the paid version does a lot more scanning and has more protection.
Okay.
So just because they think they have nothing on their computer doesn't mean they don't really have anything.
Right.
It's like if their tax information is stolen,
okay,
it could be used against them.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
everything
it.
Needs to be protected.
Yeah, especially with, you know, there's something that we've learned about social engineering where someone can walk in and pretend to be you using the information they've gathered and then steal your info, your money. And
that's it. Especially now with the latest scams, they're so well done and so well prepared that it's very, very, very difficult to detect if it's a scam or not.
Right.
That's some scary stuff.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Is this even like phone scams too?
Everything. There's the CRA. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten calls from
the CRA scam.
Yeah. It was very, very weird.
Calls back or you're going to get put in jail kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I got a voicemail like that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone called me caller ID, and I was like, they said it was RBC, and they were trying to put me through to something, and I was like, okay, this isn't right.
Definitely not legit. Good for you for hanging
up. I was like, maybe I shouldn't go through.
If it's from the government, you know, the only way of transmission is through the mail.
Yeah, yeah, snail mail they still use. Yeah, so they're not going to email you for your password or personal info. That's a phishing scam is what that is. They're trying to look for your personal information.
Exactly.
Exactly. The other thing, you know, one of the things I learned, Terry and I took the same ethical hacking course, and we learned something about if someone's in, let's say, an internet cafe or where there's the free Wi-Fi, there's what's called a man in the middle attack, where the hacker could be sitting in and he's actually connecting to your session, your Wi-Fi session, and could steal your data.
Right.
What can people do to protect themselves from that?
Okay, so that's hard to detect, especially if you don't have any training on this. This is where, you know, people can show up right here at the Plaza Mall.
Exactly.
It says Wi-Fi right in the window, right?
Yeah.
So I could be sitting here with my laptop, and I'll create a new hotspot called Plaza's Fastest Wi-Fi.
Right.
So people are like, wow, I need for speed, right?
Yeah, of course.
So they'll connect to it, But while they're connected to it, they're going to go through my computer before going back onto the web. So if there's anything unsecure, I'll be able to pick that up and then use it against them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I mean, there's some things you can find out. Like, say, for example, you're going to your Google Mail. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're getting weird messages or error messages that your certificates don't match. Or
right.
Bizarre activities like that. That's your cue to get off that Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God, good yeah. to know.
Yeah, yeah, great info. And it looks like What's Up West Island and Terry, you guys are teaming up to help each other out a little
yeah,
bit.
We'll see.
Collaborate.
We'll get the word out to help as much listeners as possible. Yeah. Get the word out yeah. and how It'd to keep
so
safe
fun.
Online.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, Sam and Zoe, it was great. We talked to you guys earlier this week with Tasso, and that was great. So we're going to be partnering up, too. I'm going to be doing some traffic reports for...
Yes, we can't wait to have you. It's going to be so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be really, really great.
Starting on Monday, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Yeah,
stay tuned for that on What's Up West Island.
Yeah, make sure you like the What's Up West Island Facebook page. Yeah. Check out all their social media. And you do have a website as well, right?
We do, that's right. What'supwestisland.com.
Perfect. And Terry, your website again?
Yep, it's Terry Cutler. com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks for having
us. You're welcome. We'll be back with more music in a few moments with Dave Nichols standing by. It's 12:52.